Next application.
Case number 11266, the application of Boys and Girls Club of Delaware. Property is located southwest of Route 297, also known as Oak Orchard Road, 425 feet southeast of Route 24, also known as John J. Williams Highway, being identified on the tax rolls as tax map ID District 234, map 29, parcel 69.06, requesting a special use exception to retain a manufactured home type structure as a classroom for a period of 5 years. Gentlemen, this application is a renewal of sorts. The original application number was 10230. It was approved on August 18th of 2008 for a period of 5 years and will expire on September 26th of 2013 based on the findings.
Thank you. Okay, ma'am. Yes, ma'am, you go up there and be sworn in, please.
Good evening. Please state your name and address for the record.
Millie Charnick. Address is 27220 Caravelle Drive, Millsboro.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Good evening, ma'am.
Hi, how are you?
Very well.
We're requesting the variance to keep the mobile unit there that you gave us 5 years ago. We don't have the monies to add on to our building or to move from our location right now. The building has been a great asset to us for using as a classroom. We are full to our capacity at the Boys and Girls Club, and it just makes it a lot easier to get their homeworks and run any prevention programs in that unit. We did add siding and put a shingle roof on it. I don't know if you guys need to see the pictures of what we did. But we have made it look presentable, and as far as I know, we've not had any complaints on the unit.
Thank you.
So we just request that we may be able to leave it there for at least another 5 years.
Okay. Are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Rickards?
Yeah, what do you teach there?
We do homework help, and then we do prevention programs. We have tutors there to help them with their homework. We work with the schools.
When they're having trouble with their studies, they can come to the boys?
They come to the Boys and Girls Club. We also do their homework with them every night. Well, we have 87 kids. That's our max. So
87?
Mm-hmm. Okay, very nice. Mr. Werman?
No, the building looks nice.
Okay. And Mr. Mayor?
You've made improvements to the building. What plans do you have in the future to build a permanent structure?
We would like to be able to add on to what we have, add on at least the classroom size there, but we just don't have the monies at this time. But that was our intentions, to be able to add on to our present building.
Have you applied for funding for the future? Or?
Not right yet. They're doing a couple capital campaigns with our other Boys and Girls Clubs, so it's just kind of out there right now.
Okay. Thank you. No other questions?
Okay. I have no further questions. Thank you. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11266. I think the applicant has done a good job in presenting her case. This is a renewal. It expires the 26th, is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so she's been here in plenty of time. So say that we grant the special use exception. I believe it will not substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent and neighboring properties. And I think she's established that. It's been there for another five years.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Mr. Chairman, I didn't hear any testimony that would suggest that it would substantially affect adversely. So I would second that, and I would also request that the applicant begin now to apply for funding for the future, because this isn't a way to circumvent the system, but to Okay.
Okay. I have a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Mills that we approve case number 11,266 for a period of 5 years. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Upton?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Rickards?
Aye, for the reasons I stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye, for the reasons that were stated.
Again, Mr. Mills?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
And aye, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,266 is approved for 5 years.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, ma'am.